Welcome to the Making Smart Decisions podcast, strategies for your financial future. Complex topics made simple and actionable, so when it comes to your money, you're making smart decisions. And now for the disclaimer. The following program is sponsored by JT Financial Group, which is solely responsible for its content. Securities offered through JW Cole Financial Incorporated, JWC member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through JW Cole Advisors Incorporated, JWCA. JT Financial Group and JWC, JWCA are unaffiliated entities. With decades of experience, here's your host, Josh Tirado.
This is Josh Tirado, and on this episode of Making Smart Decisions, we are going to touch on umbrella insurance. So let me dive into the ever-exciting, fun world of property and casualty insurance. Said no one ever. Auto insurance, homeowners insurance, renters insurance, these are things that are necessities. And oftentimes people overlook umbrella insurance. So let me just quickly touch on this because this might actually be the coolest, most useful insurance item that you don't have or have never heard of. Umbrella insurance, the reason they call it that is it's an umbrella protection over you. It's a personal liability insurance policy for protection. And this comes into play, let's say someone is injured at your home. Let's say you're in a car accident, someone's injured, and somebody wants to sue you. There are certain limits, and they're very low limits on your homeowners, on your auto policy, and they're suing you personally. So this personal liability protection kicks in and covers you in case of an unfortunate incident that requires someone taking legal action against you. Now, that being said, the reason I think it's underutilized is it provides a great value. For $1 million of coverage, most companies charge under $300 for the year. Oftentimes, somewhere around $200, you can get $1 million of liability coverage for the year. And I think that is an outstanding value. And many people do not have it, do not have this coverage. As a matter of fact, there was a period of time when I was recommending this to every one of my clients. And it got to the point where my clients were so aggravated that their insurance person had not recommended this, that they came back to me and asked if I could sell it to them. I said, no, I don't do property and casualty. But it did lead to a thought where I did take on a partner and we started a property and casualty insurance agency. We started one, we grew it, and we sold it. So despite the fact that my practice as a financial advisor is what I enjoy the most, and that's what I've continued with for 20 plus years, there was a period in time where I did have a partner and we also did insurance. So I'm pretty well versed in property and casualty, and trust me on the umbrella thing, it is very useful. Here's the common triggers and the people that most likely should look into it. If you have children, especially if you have children and you have a pool or a trampoline, because if you have children and your children have friends and people are playing, oftentimes somebody can get hurt. Trampoline just increases that risk, and a pool, whether you have children or not, exponentially increases that risk. So if you have a pool, a trampoline, or children, the umbrella insurance is a very good idea. If you have teenage or early 20s drivers in your household, so someone who just got their license up to, say, early to mid-20s who's driving and still lives at home or is on your policy, very oftentimes they're one of the leading causes of accidents, and they're one of the leading causes of lawsuits stemming from those accidents, and this can help cover you and your household as well. Young drivers, children, a pool, a trampoline. And then lastly, I'm going to say a business owner. Depending on your business structure, you can have some liability protection and coverage there, but there's no law stopping people from attempting to sue you personally as well as professionally. And having this coverage in place, it is a really nice backstop, is a really nice safety net. So again, children, business owners, or just an extra peace of mind for anybody out there for a very small amount for the year can provide a lot of coverage. So my recommendation is that most, if not all people, at least look into getting umbrella coverage, if not securing it, because I think it's a real value, especially in a society today that is as litigious as we are.
Thanks for listening to Making Smart Decisions with Josh Tirado. For more information and show notes, visit our website at jtfinancialgroup.com. Email a question or schedule an appointment. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/aguideforyourjourney. The preceding program is sponsored by JT Financial Group, which is solely responsible for its content. Securities offered through JW Cole, financial member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through JW Cole Advisors, JT Financial Group, and JW Cole Financial. And JW Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. The opinions expressed by JT Financial Group should not be construed as specific investment, legal, or tax advice. All economic and performance information is historical and not indicative of future results. Investing may involve the risk of loss of principal. Any tax advice on this show is not intended to be used by a person for the purpose of avoiding U.S. federal or state tax penalties that may be imposed on such a person, and each listener should seek advice from their tax advisor or legal counsel on topics that arise from the show. JT Financial Group is not providing legal or tax advice. Nothing should be construed as solicitation or an offer to buy securities.